Frequency Matters, the RF and Microwave Update Series. I'm Pat Hindle. I'm here with my co-host, Gary LaRude. In this episode, we're going to continue our coverage of the February satellite and radio communications issue. As a reminder, the cover feature is written by Filtronic, and they cover millimeter wave technology for high altitude platform systems and also low Earth orbit satellites. And they show how these systems will work together for global coverage. And then they take a dive into the transceiver technology for us RF and microwave engineers. So it's a really good article to check out.
Yeah, very interesting.
So we did the technical features last episode. How about the product features?
Well, we have a couple of product features. The first from Rohde & Schwarz, signal analyzer, spectrum analyzer with options to 90 gigahertz. But the really interesting thing about this to me, amazing, is it has 8.3 gigahertz of analysis bandwidth. So very wide band. And then a feature from Qorvo on their concurrent connect technology, which is basically a multi-standard radio that can listen for Zigbee and Bluetooth low energy at the same time. And the reason for this, as they point out, is that with so many devices being connected in the home now, and they're not all on the same standard, the access point has to basically listen to everything. But if it's focused on one, then another, there can be some blank spots where it's not getting packets from one of the standards. So this way they can listen to apparently several at the same time, and they don't lose any packets. How about tech briefs?
Yeah, we had two for tech briefs. 45 gigahertz transceiver platform that allows flexibility for custom design spins from Tamagawa Electronics. And we also had a 2D beam steering module that covers the full 57 to 71 gigahertz unlicensed band from Sivers Semiconductors. A lot of millimeter wave technology in this issue, so it's good to check out for that.
Definitely.
So speaking of millimeter wave technology, you just mentioned Qorvo, and I know you talked to one of their engineers.
Yes, Mike Roberg is a Qorvo fellow who does PA MMIC design a lot at millimeter wave, and he has been awarded by the MTTS, the Microwave Theory and Technique Society, this year's Outstanding Young Engineer Award. And so I did a Zoom call with him to ask him about some of the work that he's doing and his background. And I also asked him what lessons he's learned that he would share with the industry, and he had a pretty interesting answer. So let's listen to a clip from that interview.
This is a tough competitive industry. You're going to have failures. It's inevitable. And so the thing to remember, I think, with that is that it's only a failure if you do the same thing again and have another failure. You have to learn from those failures. And so just make sure you learn from your mistakes and don't make them again. Another piece of advice would be understand the prior art and the state of the art. Really make sure you have a good base on what has happened before you. And what you really want to do is you want to question those things that have been done before you. Why have they been done? How can they be done better? Because a lot of people will try to tell you things are impossible. And really, it's the people that go solve the impossible problems that move things forward. And so don't ever just assume something's impossible because somebody hasn't done it. That's the easy way out. You just got to keep pushing that envelope. Never stop improving. Never become complacent. That's, you know, when you become complacent as an individual or a company is when somebody surpasses you and then you're playing catch up, and you never want to be in that mode. So you always want to try to be getting faster and better at what you do from both either a company standpoint or a personal standpoint. It's a lot easier to stay ahead than it is to play catch up, as we all know.
I think that's pretty inspiring.
Yes, he is a really smart guy and deserves the award.
Yeah, definitely. So you can hear or watch the full interview on our Microwave Journal website. And I hope we'll be able to see Mike in person in Atlanta in June. He'll be there to formally accept the award.
Yeah, we hope that IMS will kind of be the opening up ceremony for the RF and microwave industry.
Exactly.
And so speaking of events and news, Mobile World Congress Shanghai just finished as we are recording this. And it'll be interesting. They did a hybrid event, so it'll be the first in-person event for the RF and microwave industry this year. And they were expecting about 20,000 visitors and about 200 exhibitors for the in-person portion. So it'll be really interesting to see what it actually turned out to be. The theme was Connected Impact, and they had a keynote by the GSMA General Director. And they also had keynotes from some of the network providers in China. So that's China Unicom, China Mobile, and China Telecom. Of course, Huawei and ZTE, being on the infrastructure side, spoke in that keynote. And then they had international presence from Lenovo and Verizon and Nokia. So quite the lineup of providers there. And so they did have a 5G millimeter wave zone, and Qualcomm teamed up with China Unicom to really demonstrate the high capacity of millimeter wave. They were doing 8K video.
Wow.
And they were doing 360 degree panoramic views, mostly aimed at sporting events. So that was pretty interesting. But I really want to give a shout out to Rohde & Schwarz. They're really the only RF company that I saw that was full all in for this event. Hmm. They both from a physical and a hybrid online event. They had a big press release that they had all their testing from the device level to the network level. And of course, featuring that FSW that goes to 90 gigahertz with the 8.3 gigahertz of bandwidth.
Yeah.
That's monstrous. I think other equivalent spectrum and signal analyzers only have like 2 gigahertz of bandwidth. So 8.3 is a monstrous bandwidth.
Yeah.
So also speaking on China, our parent company, Horizon House, just announced the plans for EDICON China 2021. So we'll be having an online event in May, followed by two smaller physical events, one in July in Shanghai and one in December in Shenzhen. So we'll still be bringing the content to the engineers in China in a safe way in this time of COVID. And then we'll resume our normal schedule, April in Beijing in 2022 with a full-scale event.
Nice. Yeah, I hope things are starting to open up now.
What did you see in the news?
So the FCC has now announced the winners in the C-band auction. Of course, they had announced the auction results in general, but we now know that Verizon spent $45 billion to get 3,500 licenses across the U.S., and AT&T spent $23 billion for something like 1,600 licenses.
Wow.
So this is the band from 3.7 to just below 4 gigahertz. So it's really a major play by Verizon because they needed that mid-band spectrum for 5G.
Yeah, that's really key for 5G.
Right. T-Mobile spent just $9 billion. So they were a distant third. And then I think there was some kind of a private equity firm that spent something about $1 billion. It's not clear where that's going. But then everybody else that was playing was well under $1 billion in terms of investment. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, Starlink is in the news again. Elon Musk tweeted that they will have global coverage pretty much by the end of the year, but definitely next year. And he said very shortly they're going to have 300 megabit per second down and 20 millisecond latency. So thinking back to the Teledesic days, I find it amazing that some 25 years later we're actually seeing global satellite and broadband delivery for internet access.
Yeah, there's been so much talk for so many years. It's glad to see something actually being deployed.
Exactly. So event news?
So on the events, I just wanted to review our panel sessions again. So we've covered Open RAN, Wi-Fi, and the evolution of the RF front end so far. And if you're into beam steering, you're going to want to check out the ones in March and April. So March, we'll be covering the best beam steering array technologies for SATCOM. And in April, we'll be covering the best phased array technologies for 5G millimeter wave. So you can go to the events section under webinars to register for those.
Well, we've talked a lot about millimeter wave, and I have to mention that the MixComm Millimeter Wave Summit we did with a huge group of people playing. We had well over 1,000 registrants, so great turnout. There were two sessions, as you well know, one kind of for Europe and the East Coast, one for the West Coast and Asia. And I think it was very successful. By now, the event has happened, so you can watch it on demand from the Microwave Journal website at the event section. And please check it out. It's a great session. A lot of information covered in just 2 hours.
The online activities have just, you know, really accelerated over the past year.
Exactly. So that's pretty much it for our episode. Before I leave, I want to remind you, if you are not already a subscriber to Microwave Journal, you can get a free subscription as long as you're working in the industry. Go to the Microwave Journal website and you'll find a way to subscribe. We have both the print edition and the digital edition. So the digital edition you get via email, and it's portable, obviously. Wherever you are, you can read it. We want to thank our sponsor for this episode, RFMW. They are a pure play technical distributor. And by pure play, we mean they only focus on RF, microwave, and millimeter wave companies. And they really have a premier line of companies in the industry. So check them out for your next design project. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you in a couple weeks when it will actually be meteorological spring.